The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On April 27th, President Trump did an astounding thing. He reversed an 80-year-old policy concerning the relation of the national government to education in this land. With an executive order, he set as the official policy of the national government to, quote, protect and preserve state and local control over the nation's educational system. That is unprecedented since the national government began to reach into the area of education. National control of schools has grown for over 80 years. Now, finally, there is an order from the White House to reverse that destructive trend. America's founders wanted no such control. James Madison warned us on the floor of the very first Congress, and remember it was Madison who wrote most of the Constitution, of the destruction that would come if the national government ever got involved in education. It would mean that a few people in the national government could control the thinking of the rest of the nation by what it allowed or disallowed to be taught in the schools. We've watched as the national court system has said school children couldn't pray or read the Bible in schools, as the court said the Ten Commandments could not be in front of children in the schools. Almost every criminal statistic has skyrocketed since 1962 when we let the court steal the power of Congress with rulings against the scripture being used in the schools. Our greatest educators of the past warned us of such policy. Noah Webster, the man who gave us our original education method in America, plainly stated, quote, education is useless without the Bible. End quote. Dr. Benjamin Rush, the surgeon who started our public school system in America, stated, quote, let the children be carefully instructed in the principles and obligations of the Christian religion. This is the most essential part of education. End quote. Our founders got this belief from the Bible. The Bible teaches that it's parents' responsibility to teach their children, not the state's. The Bible says to parents, and these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in the way. It says, for God established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. And ye fathers, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture, the teaching, and the admonition, that is the discipline, of the Lord. America's founders got their view of education from the Bible, and it was their education system that made us the greatest nation in world history. President Trump's executive order also directs Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to, quote, review every single regulation, guidance document, or other publication from the U.S. Department of Education to see whether any of them violate laws limiting the federal role in education. The order specifically directs the Secretary of Education to, quote, rescind or revise any such regulations or guidance documents no later than 300 days from April 27th. President Trump's executive order is a giant step back toward a biblically based education system, since it moves the control of education back toward parental control of what goes into the child's mind. We've still a long way to go, but thank God for this step in the right direction. Do you understand the importance of biblical education for your child? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.